Well, everyone, it is that time of year already, so we are going to talk about the Christmas event. How is it almost December? That just, it's boggling my mind. I mean, 2020 can't end fast enough, but the fact that it's almost here is just, it's kind of exciting, right? So, Christmas, the event, oh my gosh, I have been working so hard on this. It changed a little bit from my original idea. Because my voice decided not to cooperate. Not my voice, my body decided not to cooperate. And I will say that that was a little disappointing, but the audio side was not affected, just the music side that I had planned. So what I had originally planned was I was going to take 12 Christmas carols and sing the Christmas carol, you know, mix a recorded version of the Christmas carol to release a song, and then choose a seed line out of that song and base an audio on it, okay? That was the idea. So each day there would be a released track and an audio. Unfortunately, my body had other ideas, and the issues that I'm having in my neck and shoulders are prohibiting me from doing that. I am coming out the other side of those issues. I've been having some therapies and some treatments that are loosening off the muscles in my neck and shoulders, some adjustments to my spine, things like that. This is stuff, this whole thing was my own fault. This is stuff I'm supposed to have done regularly. And because of the pandemic, I didn't keep up on my treatments. Obviously, I wasn't able to. But even when I was a little bit paranoid and just didn't. So totally my own fault. So now I'm paying for it. And as a result, the Christmas event had to change a little bit. So the part that we get to keep is the important part, right? The audios. The seed lines that I'm choosing from each song, what I've tried to do is I've tried to make them as generic as possible. So I know not everybody celebrates Christmas. I know it's not viewed the same way for everyone. And I wanted these audios to be enjoyable, even if Christmas isn't something that you celebrate in the traditional sense, okay? So there's not like a big dose of what Christmas came from. I'm trying to say that without getting into religion and shit. But it's not going to be that kind of event. It's based on Christmas carols. They're, you know, it's set at Christmas time. There's the spirit of the season, you know, the spending time with loved ones. There's some decorating, you know, shit like that, but it's not any of the other stuff. So I hope that maintains the comfort level for everybody. These audios, I will tell you, from everything I've heard from the people that have heard them for me, they're turning out really well. I'm extremely proud of them. Some of the concepts that I was able to put together from these songs, first of all, I shocked myself because I wasn't sure how this was going to go. I didn't want to be cliche. I didn't want to be camp. I didn't want to, you know, turn this into just a mess. But these audios are probably some of the best I've ever done. And I'm really, really proud of them. I think having a recharged brain is part of that, having a bit of a break first. But they are quite decent audios. So hopefully you enjoy them. So what is going to happen? I base this on the 12 Days of Christmas, right? That is not one of the songs I chose, funny enough, because I don't particularly enjoy that song myself. Having performed it entirely too many times, I think I'm just over it. But I did take the 12 Days of Christmas concept. So starting on December 13th and going through every day until December 24th, I'm going to be releasing an audio. I know that's a huge schedule, right? Even for me, that's a huge schedule. So what I wanted to do to avoid oversaturation is I want to spread it across my platforms. Patreon is not going to be receiving daily releases, and I will talk about that in a second. So the three places that I'm going to be releasing these are Siren, GWA, and In the Boudoir. Okay, so there will be boudoir audios, which I don't normally do, but I thought, fuck it, it's Christmas, and you guys deserve boudoir audios. So Siren, because they only release on Thursdays, will be getting just the Thursdays out of those, which is actually Christmas Eve and the Thursday before. GWA will be kicking off the event on the 13th, and then the boudoir will be getting audios in between. So I have an entire schedule of what days what will be posted where, and I'll put that up in the post itself. But where does that leave Patreon? You guys should get something too, right? Of course, you're the ones that support me. Where do you fit in? Well, let me tell you. So I was thinking about this and I wanted to give you guys something special. I wanted to make this, first of all, I can't make a Christmas event completely exclusive to somebody because that's a dick move, right? But I thought, what if I give my patrons early access? What if y'all get to see the event before everybody else? How's that sound? So this is the way it's going to go. The $10 tier is going to receive the entire event, so all 12 audios, on December 1st. Okay? The $5 tier is going to receive all 12 audios 1 week later, on December 7th. The $3 tier is going to receive all 12 audios on the first day of the event. So instead of having to wait for every day to release, they'll just get the whole kit and caboodle on the 13th. I think that is the fairest way to do it. So you can have an entire month of Christmas, $10 tier, $5 tier, you start on the 7th, and $3 tier, you still have to wait till the 12th, but or the 13th, sorry, but you get all of them all at once. So not a bad deal. I think that's fair. Creating additional content on top of the 12 that I'm making, plus the content that I'm making for December's regular releases, because you guys are still going to get your regular weekly releases. GWA and Siren, this is replacing their weekly releases, but you guys are still getting your weekly releases. So I got to give, you know, myself a break somewhere. but yeah. So hopefully that is a happy thing for everybody. Y'all get early access. You get to hear it all at once and you get to spread it out a little bit more, at your own convenience rather than having to go by my daily release schedule. So I think that's pretty much everything I have to say about that. If there's any questions, comments, whatever, you know how to reach me, comments, DMs, whatever. I'm pretty flexible. I know I said no private interaction in my Reddit update. The audios and comments and things about the audios are outside of that. So please, if there's something, you know, that you want clarified or you want to know or you have something to say, please feel free to send me a DM. I'm totally good with that. Otherwise, I'm going to go and get working on the next round of updates, which is the bingo game, which will be a lot of fun because the patrons are going to get something special there as well. So bear with me, guys. Lots to come, and I hope y'all enjoy it.